From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The June jobs report shows unemployment holding steady at 8.2%. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney seizing on that today, saying that rate remains unacceptably high. As New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers reports, Romney was quick to blame President Obama.
Speaking to reporters at a Wolfboro, New Hampshire hardware store, Mitt Romney called the jobs report a kick in the gut that has to end. Romney also said repeatedly that President Obama needs to take responsibility for failed policies.
The American people have now had a chance to see whether his policies will help America and help them and help people looking for jobs, or whether instead those policies are counterproductive when it comes to jobs. And I think the evidence is in again and again and again.
Romney said he'd boost jobs as president by doubling the number of drilling permits for oil and natural gas, by cutting the corporate tax rate from 35 to 25%, and flattening the individual tax rate to 20% across the board. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
President Obama is trying to convince the country that despite the disappointing jobs report, the country has come a long way from two costly wars and a near financial collapse. He urged voters at Carnegie Mellon University to go beyond the rhetoric.
Because this election is not just about two candidates or two parties. It's about two fundamentally different visions of where we take America.
President Obama on the latest leg of his two-day bus tour through the battleground states of Ohio and most recently Pennsylvania. George Zimmerman was released from the Seminole County Jail today after posting a $1 million bond. NPR's Greg Allen reports that under the terms of his bail, Zimmerman has to stay in the county and is forbidden from opening a bank account.
Judge Kenneth Lester said he was convinced that after he was released on bail the first time in April, Zimmerman and his wife Shelley were making plans to flee the country with $130,000 in contributions from his legal defense fund. The only thing stopping him, the judge concluded, was electronic monitoring. In setting bail for Zimmerman the second time, Judge Lester said he wanted to make it high enough to make sure the defendant would not flee. Zimmerman's lawyer posted enough in cash to cover the $1 million bail. That's typically about 10% of the total. Zimmerman has well over $200,000 in his legal defense fund. After his lawyer made an appeal for contributions this week, within a matter of hours, Zimmerman's supporters sent an additional $20,000 into the fund. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
More states are being allowed to opt out of the No Child Left Behind law, requiring all students to achieve a certain level of math and reading proficiency by 2014. Washington and Wisconsin are among 26 states now granted exemption waivers, provided they still improve student performance. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 124 points to 12,772. This is NPR. Syria's Assad regime is facing its highest-level defection yet. General Manaf Tlaib, a member of the elite Republican Guard and the son of a former defense minister, delivered the latest blow to a government that has been working for more than a year to end an uprising. Despite the defection, the Syrian military shows no sign of letting up. Sound purported to be explosions in the southern city of Daraa, where troops have been battling rebels. Tennis star Andy Murray of Scotland has made it to the finals of Wimbledon for the first time. Murray beat Frenchman Joe Wilfried Tsonga in four sets and became the first British man since 1938 to make the singles final at the All England Club. We have details from NPR's Tom Goldman.
Andy Murray ended the 74-year drought with a 6-3, 6-4, 3-6, 7-5 win in Friday's semifinal. He won the match with a laser cross-court forehand service return that initially was called out. He challenged, and the call was overturned, making the big moment a bit clunky. But the result still thrilled British tennis fans and left Murray, in his words, feeling both excitement and relief. Murray still is chasing the big prize. No British man has won the Wimbledon singles title since Fred Perry in 1936. For Murray to end that drought, he has to beat Roger Federer, the man some consider the greatest player ever. Federer advanced to his eighth Wimbledon final with a four-set semifinal win over number one-seeded Novak Djokovic. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
U.S. markets get dragged down by the latest disappointing jobs report. Dow off 124 at 12,772. This is NPR.